Vince, let's start off with just if you can provide a brief overview of kind of the big aspects in that proposed budget plan that are related to farm programs and farm policy, and we can start and go from there.
Well, in terms of the Farm Bill, the proposed cuts to programs that really affect crop producers have been scored by the Office of Management and Budget, which is the White House's arm for assessing impacts of policies. It's been scored at a reduction of about $3.8 billion a year, $38 billion over 10 years. To put that in a broader context, we produce about $180 to $200 billion worth of crops annually, and market receipts for all agriculture are around about $400 billion. So a $3 billion or $4 billion cut represents roughly 2% of gross crop receipts and 1% of total farm gate income from the market. In that context, these cuts are really quite modest. A 20-cent shift in the price of corn would have a much bigger impact on total farm receipts, for example. When you hear people assert in Washington, D.C., that the loss of these funds annually will ruin agriculture and cause a collapse in the U.S. food distribution system, that's just not the case. I don't know of any serious economist who would draw that sort of conclusion. The cuts are really, the biggest cuts are really in two areas. Agricultural insurance has two events that would affect it in terms of the president's budget. One is the termination of subsidies for what's known as the harvest price option. This is the insurance policy which is based on revenue. But if at the time of harvest, prices have gone up relative to what were expected when farms planted their crops, coverage goes up. It's estimated by OMB that would save about $1.1 billion a year, $11 billion over 10 years.